Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Gone!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers today's game two from the Coliseum here in the East Bay as Colin Ray, Code Red, got the ball for the Crew. Going up against the rookie right-hander Joe Boyle. Boyle had a 1-2-3 first. Ray allowed a solo homer in the bottom of the first, and the A's had the early lead for the second consecutive day. But also for the second consecutive day, the Brewers would respond in the second inning. A leadoff single from Adames, a walk from Bowers, a single from Hoskins that hit off of the pitcher Boyle that loaded the bases. Garrett Mitchell put the ball in play, a ground out, scored the first run of the game to tie things. The next batter was Blake Perkins.
And the pitch. And Blake, a little soft liner, deep in the hole, it's short. Glove by Schumann, throws across his body to first, not in time. An RBI single for Perkins as Bowers scores from third, and the Brewers have a 2-1 lead.
Lane Grindle's call, and they weren't done in the inning, as the Brewers would add another run thanks to a bases-loaded walk from Jackson Churio. And all, they made Boyle throw 40 pitches in a three-run second inning. But he and Ray would settle in from there, trading zeros in the third, in the fourth. But then in the fifth, it was Jake Bowers breaking through in what could have been Boyle's last hitter.
Good count to try to do some damage with if you're Bowers. Boyle kicks, delivers, and Bowers a high drive, deep right center field. Racing back is Butler at the track. It is gone. Jake Bowers, a two-run blast, and the Brewers lead it 5-1.
Again, Lane Grindle's call. Another homer for Bowers, his 11th of the season. So the Brewers in control now. It's 5-1. However, the A's, the pesky bunch that they are, started to tick away against Colin Ray. In the sixth inning, a two-run homer from Brent Rooker, back-to-back 30-homer seasons for the A's DH. That made it 5-3. And then in the seventh inning, a pinch-hit RBI double by Daz Cameron, the son of former Brewer Mike Cameron, made this a one-run game. Koenig was on. He was facing the lefty, J.J. Bleda.
Cameron at second, Rooker at first. Koenig another 2-2. Bleda tried to check on a high one. They appeal. He went around, strike three. High cut fastball, and Koenig gets J.J. Bleda to preserve the lead for the Brewers.
Josh Maurer's call on WTMJ. So Koenig allows an inherited run under score, but that's all. They're in good shape. As we head to the eighth inning, the Brewers would get the offense back into gear against the A's bullpen. A one-out walk by Bowers once again, and with two outs and two strikes, you put it in play, and good things happen for Garrett Mitchell.
2-2. Popped up. Shallow left field. Long run out for the third baseman, Nevin. He won't get there. It drops in fair territory. Bowers around third. He will score. Oh, a bloop. RBI double for Garrett Mitchell.
That made it a close game. A two-run lead for the Brewers. Looking for some more insurance as they move to the ninth. It all began with a leadoff double from Bryce Terang. And then some great base running. An infield hit from Jackson Churio, reaching 30.6 feet per second on his sprint. Then the next batter was William Contreras.
Here's the 2-2. Slider, bounce to third. Nevin gets it on a hop, throws home. Safe! Terang under the tag of Langoliers. And the Brewers have a 7-4 lead.
And they still weren't done in the frame, as later on in the inning, you also had Reese Hoskins coming to the plate, and same thought, put it in play, good things happen.
The pitch, and Hoskins hits one in the air, shallow left, dying quickly, coming as in as Andujar, he won't get there. Contreras will trot home from third. It's an RBI single for Hoskins, and it's 9-4 Milwaukee.
They also had added a run on a pass ball, 9-4. It got a little stressful in the bottom of the ninth, one run scored, the tying run came on deck. But Bryce Wilson finished off the game and the victory for the Brewers, and a series win for the Brewers as they take the first two here at the Coliseum. Colin Ray collects his 12th win of the season.